I'm Nate Hedgie with Montana News. Three more Montana Republicans have announced their intent to replace Congressman Ryan Zinke if he is confirmed as Secretary of the Interior next year. State legislators Scott Sales of Bozeman and Daniel Zolnikoff of Billings, along with Corvallis resident Gary Carlson, who publishes a conservative newsletter online, all say that they are interested in the job. If Zinke is confirmed by the Senate, he would resign as Montana's sole representative and a special election would be held within 100 days to elect a replacement. Scott Sales was elected president of the 2017 Montana Senate. He says that greater fiscal responsibility and tighter immigration laws are two of the most important issues currently facing Montanans and the country.
I'm certainly more fiscally conservative than Ryan Zinke. I won't be voting for any of these continuing resolutions that he's voted for. I think we should have a budget, and I think we should live within our means.
Sales also believes that undocumented immigrants should be returned to their place of origin.
I believe that you're not a country unless you have secure borders.
Representative Daniel Zolnikoff, 29 years old, has also thrown his hat into the ring. He is a three-term member of the Montana House and certified Uber driver who helped pass a bill that brought the ride-sharing service to Montana. He has also worked to keep the federal government from spying on personal internet activity. Gary Carlson is a retired U.S. Marine Corps officer and a Vietnam veteran. He publishes an online blog called The White Hat Express. In it, he has voiced opposition against relocating Syrian refugees into Montana. Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls was the first to formally declare his intention to run for the seat. Buttrey is currently serving his second term in the state Senate. He sponsored a Medicaid expansion bill passed by moderate Republicans and Democrats and signed into law earlier this year. Republican businessman Greg Gianforte, who ran unsuccessfully against Governor Steve Bullock, hasn't yet ruled out a run for Zinke's seat. If he does run, Senator Sales says Gianforte will face some opposition.
He's never held public office, so you don't really know how he's going to govern. You don't know how he's going to vote.
The candidates will have to court an assembly of party central committee members, who will choose a candidate for the U.S. House. Democrats will have to do the same to secure their party's nomination. No Democrats have publicly expressed interest in the seat, and dates for the party's assemblies have not yet been set. With the 2017 Montana legislative sessions less than 2 weeks away, Governor Steve Bullock is promoting a plan to spend nearly $300 million on the construction and maintenance of roads, schools, water, and other long-term projects. Bullock was in Butte today pushing what he calls the Build Montana Trust. The idea is to put some of the revenue collected from the state tax on coal sales into a special fund that would then spin off interest for future projects, too.
I'm asking the legislature to set up a trust so that a decade from now, there's a stream for funding of infrastructure, so we're not in these what can be political battles.
Bullock rolled the idea out in April, and at the time, Republicans called it a campaign stunt in his bid for a second term. Last year, the big infrastructure bill in the legislature died one vote short of passing. Many Republicans reject Democrats' proposal to borrow money to pay for some state construction spending. Montana's 2017 legislative session starts on January 2nd. With your Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Thanks for listening.